Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from RJ Dukes in McKinney, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the show on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, we are starting off hour number 11. Woo! What are you thankful for
Only
right now?
Only two more left.
What's that?
My microphone on?
Three.
No. Yeah. Two more left.
No, we got three.
Well, it's 11, 12, 13. It's
but
two.
You still have to do hour 13.
I don't know about that, Kevin.
Okay.
13 minus 11 is two.
That is a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I know your kids will be pumped
Thank
for
you.
Your math
Thank
there
you.
As well. Hour number 11, we're getting a lot of people checking in from the 945. Hour number 11, let's go from the 945. I like this one. Let's effing go. Hour 7. Just kidding. Hour number 10. And then we have a shocking text that I could not disagree with more. From the 214, can we please get rid of this awful QT commercial and coffee jingle? That is an outrage. I love that song.
It makes one of us.
Oh, you don't like it either?
Nope.
Oh, man, Corey, you like that one.
Can you sing it for me?
Quick Trip, and then you find yourself at the Quick Trip. I love that song. Am I in the minority on this?
You know what, dude?
I think so.
I care
First
about
time.
You and this holidays. I'm with you on this one,
Why
Kevin.
Is that, Kevin?
Because I love that song.
That you've loved songs?
I love that song.
It's a good song.
But I also, I didn't hate, I think I'm usually on the wrong side of this because, like, people would complain about Junk for Joy, and I was like, that's not so bad. I don't mind it.
Junk for Joy is great.
Yeah.
It haunts me in my sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you just, you can envision that?
I'm so serious when I say this, too. Like, working in this industry, I have heard these jingles and commercials in my sleep.
More than
anybody. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
We hear them the most.
Oh, yeah. Look, if my wife ever says her stomach doesn't feel good, I go, do you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea?
And I want to know how many people driving around in their car started going, diarrhea.
I'll do that one every time.
All right.
I'll do that one every time.
The 214 been here off and on all day since Brian and Dutch kicked it off this morning.
Mm.
Derek was here this morning. That is true.
he's still here. Man, by the way, I had no idea how controversial this Quick Trip commercial
was. Oh yeah,
was.
Dude, you're getting shut down.
No,
right
I
now.
Don't. I don't think
oh, no, you're
so.
Getting love. You're getting love
from the 657. I hate it. From the 817. No hating. It's awesome.
Nice.
From the 972. I got your back. I love that QT commercial. From the 945. As a former QT employee, you're just a hater if you don't like that commercial.
QT's great, man.
And then somebody has thoughts about like company policy. My enjoyment of that song has nothing to do with my thoughts about the inner workings of any particular business.
Gotcha.
So I'm not here to dispute that. I've never worked there, so I don't know.
I do want to point out Fred and Blake will be doing their bits from the station tonight. Smart. Makes a lot of sense. And looking forward to those fellas.
We'll see.
Taking the okay, dude.
What do you mean by that?
Fred, if he really wanted to be here, could have been here right now.
It's a valid point.
But he has a high school football show at 6 o'clock.
Oh, he does?
But yeah. I finished our text exchange with him yesterday with just saying, boo. And that was the end of our text exchange, which is probably...
Well, I will say this, Kevin. This station has had a long history of fantastic night shows.
Yes.
And we've always... What I loved was whenever we moved to nights, Gavin Dawson went to his truck every night and listened to the show while drinking a few Coors Lights until he decided to stop drinking Coors Lights.
Yes.
And then whenever we moved to middays and Zach and Eric took over, it was like, all right, now it's our job to carry that torch and listen to those guys. And
yeah.
So we keep passing. What's that? What did you say?
Sit in your trucks and drink Coors Lights.
Man,
in the garage, not on the street.
Well, you said sit. Didn't you say sit in your truck?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Blake did help us set up and come through with a very nice donation.
Nice,
today,
nice. So. Yeah, dude. He did some work for us. Appreciate it.
And now there are so many people texting in going, what does this cup say, Nicole?
That's my favorite part.
Yes. And then I saw multiple people. He wants you to move the microphone closer. Sorry.
You can get my attention and tell me to put the mic closer.
But I love to see how many people are like singing some of these songs. It would probably be way too much work. And I know we're working on our archives right now. I would love a commercial bracket. What the hell is that?
Somebody did an animation of you and I dancing.
Man, we are flexible as all get out.
I need to post
out.
This what? Right now.
Yeah,
here.
Does that mean I need to make a nice video?
It was
what
something.
In the world?
It was. Wow, you guys are breaking it down.
Yeah, I am going to post this now. Thank you.
Hey, look, if it gets people to bid and donate, I am totally fine with that. Now, Derek, I want to go to you first on this.
All right.
What are you thankful for right now in sports? I was going to say DBOW sports, but if you want to break off from DFW sports, okay.
I would, I'm thankful for, it's in the past of 2023, but thankful for the Rangers winning the World Series.
Hell yeah.
Lifting that that curse, as we called it, up off the shoulders of us. And
was that a complicated feeling for you at all?
Covering it was different.
Okay.
I felt like I should have, I want to be there. I felt like I wish we could have done it.
Right.
I was kind of reliving that moment, but I also look at it as this fan base has been so great to me. I got to actually celebrate with them.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I would have done it with them too as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I am. I would have done that with them just like when I was doing every time that we won, the ALDS, I popped bottles with the fans. Did it for the CS.
I heard legends about that. That's true.
That happened at a place called Primos.
I believed it. I mean, absolutely believed it because I know you. So
I did that. I always, my thing was always give back to the fans. They're the ones that make us who we are. So it's not that hard to just go out there and let's celebrate together. Let's pop some bottles and drink and have a good time.
See,
drink and be merry.
I like that. I think I probably...
Or Derek. Yeah, be either one.
I struggled the most on the Rangers, but Derek. What I did think of is I'm thankful that we got a fully healthy season of Jacob DeGrom.
Yep.
To just see him and his badassery out there.
You saw the video game come to
yes.
life.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's I told him this, and Mike, maybe you were around when we were discussing this too. I missed out on Max Scherzer's career.
Mm-hmm.
Max Scherzer is as some of the best moments of his career because I didn't have access to some of those games or whatever reason. Mm-hmm. When he got here, it was a little bit different because he kind of, he had some injury problems too. But hearing Mike Maddox say apex competitor, that kind of guy, and then watching it and being like, oh, that's intense.
Well, I mean, hearing all the stories too, like don't talk to him,
Yeah.
As soon as he comes in the clubhouse, leave him alone. Don't say anything to him.
And then whenever Jacob DeGrom got here, though, I was like, I'm not missing this. I don't want to miss the video game. Mm-hmm. And so, Kevin, I think you got a really good point. Every start this year was must-see.
Yeah.
And I'll
it really
team,
was.
If all these become that kind of pitcher, too, where I'm just like, I love watching his intensity, the way he works on the mound. It's a lot of fun. I credit a little bit of that, though, to the pitch clock. Because I don't know if Evaldi pitched that way before. I don't know if he pitched that way, if he was that fast with tempo.
I don't think he was a slow guy.
Yeah, but I will say, that tempo is a lot of fun for me. And but watching those guys do that, it makes me it makes me kind of sad any of the games I missed of you pitching. I missed probably two of your complete games. All the other ones I saw. And I always thought those were really special and really fun to see.
They definitely were.
Yeah, yeah, because you did it, dude.
It's not an easy thing
still,
to do.
Still, greatest moment. I know Derek had the great World Series moment. My favorite moment, and I don't know how he felt at the moment, but when he struck Josh Hamilton out.
On day one, when he was
when
was the
he
first
came
time.
Back for the first time, man, and I was like, "Who
that
better?"
That place is so loud.
You need me to do the impersonation?
Because
again?
No, because yeah. I knew that yeah. Derek represented our fan base.
Yes,
and that's why him being on the mound in that moment and getting that, it was. Dude, I felt like there was a little bit extra, and I was like, that was very representative of all of our fan base. Because you were the dude on the mound at the moment.
I would say that's the one moment, too, that I was, and I'm not going to say the exact words, but it was like, once I saw him on the on-deck circle, it was like, I didn't even really care who was up now. I was like, I want that, because I already know, you know, the comments that were made. All
man,
that
so
stuff,
it was like a major league situation.
I know, and that's, I was waiting for Dorn to come out and tell me, you know, take the ball and strike this
MF-er out.
Yeah, and that's all I kept thinking was, all right, I got to get him out, because if he gets a hit, I'm going to get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
If he walks, which I knew that wasn't going to happen. Nothing against Josh. It's just, you know, when he's cold, it's
yeah.
The dude needs a tennis racket.
Yeah.
But when he's hot, the guy can hit anything. It doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah, and that crowd. And that crowd,
they were amped
beautiful.
Up. I mean, I still picture it to this day. I can still see it. Is they were amped up from pitch one, and it was just, all right, it's go time.
Yeah.
You got to get him.
Alec, is there? And you can go across all the sports or whatever. Is there something in particular that you're thankful for in DFW sports?
Right now, I think it has to be Quinn and Williams for me.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
because one, instant impact on the field, but two, his personality is amazing. I mean, we all saw the video of him sneezing and then blessing himself after on camera.
Yeah.
Like, that alone think, should tell you like everything you need to know about the guy. But he's incredible. The nugget that Nick Harris gave us earlier in the week about
yes.
him leading the charge at halftime. Like, wake up, guys. What are we doing here? Everything he's doing right now is just amazing me. And he's backing it up on the field. You know, kind of like we were talking about opposite Marcus Semien, unfortunately, is
right.
like, you
right.
know, if you're going to be the watch me kind of leader, you got to go out there and dominate. And
yeah.
through very small sample size, he's done that. So it's just hard not to smile when you see that massive frame come up and do his little dance after he gets a pressure or a sack. It's just, it's incredible. I never thought that the Cowboys would make me excited about a defensive tackle in my lifetime, honestly.
Dude, yes,
but
I agree.
Have.
You've been waiting for this
for a long
ever.
Time. Yeah. I think right now, Kevin, I'm thankful for this Jason Robertson heater.
Yes.
I'll perfectly fine if he proves me wrong anytime. Like, I'll take that. That's,
yeah.
that's perfectly fine. But in addition to that, knowing that we have the Moose terrifying people on the ice because of his physicality, like, this team right now is, I think it's something a little bit different. I think it's got a little bit different edge about it. And that hockey that they're playing right now, hell, I thought they were going to score 15 last night.
Right.
I was like, this is amazing.
Well,
so, what's that?
No, I was going to say, even on top of that, you think about what Turco even said. This team's better than the team last year.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
So.
Yep.
I hope he's right. I guess I'm not ready to say that. Like, I understand the reasoning, especially having Miko full offseason, full season. But that was one of the things I was thinking is thankful for Miko's skill and physicality. And then I think Corey is right on with the heater for Robo, and I definitely hope that is the case. I see a lot of people texting this in, and I kind of broke it down like team by team. For me, I totally get Quinn and Williams. It was the trade for and ensuing awesomeness of George Pickens.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, that's, and then I realize I'm biased. I think all Mavericks fans should be like this. I realize maybe they're not. I am thankful for Cooper Flagg. Like, I am so happy that he's here. I'm so happy to already see the flashes of by far the youngest player in the NBA. And when you see his name continually pop up with, this was last achieved by LeBron James. Like, that's pretty awesome. And I know he still had some moments here like, huh, what the hell was that? But, like, I think for the most part, we should all be excited about that. So while some of the teams have struggled, for sure, I still think there are specific things to be thankful for in DFW sports, for sure.
I appreciate that,
I think,
Kevin.
To add to it is even what Dirk said. I know everybody's upset with, you know, Luka's gone, all that stuff, but Dirk even said it best on whatever, whenever he was on. He was talking about how, I get it, we lost Luka, but we got to move forward. We got guys here that we need to support, and, you know, we get Flag, which was a good pick-me-up for that after what would happen. So I kind of agree with what Dirk's saying. It's time we should just let's start investing into this.
How many fans will agree with him when the ownership stops alienating him as well?
That's true. I know.
Like, how do you piss off Dirk?
Bring him back in the fold.
Why would you even?
I don't know.
The guy was loyal to this team itself.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know what? Some of those guys never experienced that loyalty. And
but
it doesn't matter. The same appreciation Mark had for it.
It doesn't matter.
I agree.
You inherited the team.
I agree.
So with that comes the baggage that's with
it. Fix it.
That's right.
Fix it.
By the way, I hope you guys are excited. We are about 1 hour away from the great 2025 food bracket.
No, I'm scared.
Oh, boy.
And then if you want, for the first time ever, we have two play-in spots available. Five food items for two spots. You know how I am. I spent an inordinate amount of time on this as well.
Ridiculous. Yeah, you did. You reached out to me.
I am a ridiculous human. Yes, I got votes from 22 different people, and then I did it like the AP poll.
Look at you.
And so, yeah, I like stacked the rankings and everything like that. So that is coming up in about an hour. Coming up next, though, he's here. It's time for AM on the FM.
We've got the question of the day, but more importantly, joining us, fan alum and director of broadcasting for the Abilene Flying Bison, James Tritely, returns to the airwaves next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to do AM on the FM in just 1 minute. I want to direct you to a couple of different auction packages. We're going to have somebody here who is uniquely qualified to tell us about package 169. But package 171, Tailgate USA. It is the mobile golf simulator experience. This has been something that they have done tailgates for us over the past years. They're trying this out as well. So it is a mobile golf simulator experience. So whether you're doing a party, corporate get together, whatever, it's the virtual golf right to your driveway. You get 4 hours of the simulator package. That bid starts at $400. And now we've got James Tritely with us to talk about. Feel like you should have seen him right there. Oh. To talk about package 169, and that is the Abilene Flying Bison first pitch package. Welcome back. And what does that consist of?
Well, yeah, kind of. We had a really good opportunity to talk with y'all about this, and I just thought, you know, we're trying to grow a lot of traction in what we do, obviously, in collegiate baseball, especially during the summer.
Because else you'd feel kind of dumb for not being around at the station.
You know, at this point, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Right, right. Jeez, right from the top rope, as usual.
You left me.
I know, I know. But no, we're really excited to partner up with y'all and put together such a great package that really tells the story of what we're trying to do. This is about to be year three for us as the Abilene Flying Bison. Baseball belongs in Abilene, and we're trying to prove that, be here not only for just 5 years, but 30 years and beyond. And this package entails you're going to get a chance to throw out the first pitch at an Abilene Flying Bison game in 2026. Now, we did just enter a new league. We're in the Texas Collegiate League. It's been established for 20-plus years.
Yeah, we did. We covered a lot with the TCL because they had the Plano Blue Sox.
That's right.
For a while.
So, and then there was Coppell, McKinney, Denton.
Yeah.
We're joining the big guys of Texas, and we get to go travel to Lake Charles. We just actually put out our schedule today. So we'll start off on the road, Lake Charles for two games, and then come back home. And that's going to be June 4th is our first home game. So we're pretty excited.
Now, it also comes with swag, which we've got the little towels right here.
I didn't come empty-handed.
Y'all's stuff is really cool. And then a couple of tickets to a game. And then also a stay at the Doubletree in case you're, I'm guessing especially a lot of people listening, like, in the tighter DFW Metroplex. They might be like, ooh, I'm worried about the drive there and the drive back. Boom, hotel stay.
Yeah.
Really good cookies, too.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go wrong with the Doubletree cookie. They always talk about it.
Told you.
Oh, this guy knows.
They make cookies, too? This guy knows.
Cookies.
Yeah, but no, a great hotel stay, especially people, like you said, people that are coming from DFW or just people that are in Abilene that just want a night out, a great hotel to stay at as well.
Now, Alec, should we allow him? I'm guessing you like him. Unlike Peyton.
He might.
We should probably allow him to stay because it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas. Yeah. 877-881-1053.
I'm sorry, Alec.
You are so checked out.
No, you're right. Can I try to explain what happened?
I guess.
All right. Thank you very much. So we have a pair of lower-level Mavericks tickets for the Mavericks-Nuggets game on December 23rd, and those have been really moving. I believe they're up to, like, $900. And I talked to the person who gave us those tickets, and they said, yeah, I can send you another pair of tickets right now. And so I was distracted because we can make some more money like that. Will you try it again? Where are you from? How do people know?
You know, my name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
There we go. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Derek has already seen what I may be talking about after.
Oh, he is pumped.
So
yes,
I was going to give y'all a choice, but I feel like I would be letting Derek down if I didn't go with this. We're going to talk about the Batman effect.
Dude, okay.
What is that?
So I love Batman, but Derek... loves Batman. And also has the financial means to make some of his dreams come
true.
That's
right. Yeah.
See.
Derek probably doesn't remember one of my first ever radio interviews was in high school in Nate Wood's class with Derek Holland, and we, for most of the interview, talked about his love of Batman. So I figured I would keep this one in the can and save it for today, so we will talk about that here in just a moment. Also, as we answer the question of the day, I have... the last two piece packs.
You're welcome.
From RJ Dukes. I've already opened them. Thank
you.
Yo,
you did? Okay.
I haven't looked at them.
Oh,
but I just broke the seal.
That's
so
the way to, look, card collectors are weird. We can admit that. I can say that as a card collector. We open things and don't look at them.
Yep.
We see a tiny sliver of something that might be amazing, and we freak out and then put it away.
That's right.
Like it's a bug or something.
Well,
that
he
we're
was there when
of.
I pulled the 101 earlier this year.
Yes.
At Howard Card
Man,
Show.
You were a one-of-one machine for a minute with these big hits.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and I have no kind of luck like that, except for the case hit I got earlier of Dylan Harper. That was pretty cool.
That is an awesome card.
So maybe I do have the magic touch now. We will see here in just a second. But we go to the national day calendar, as one does. I hope you guys always do that on the wake up like I do. Because
you know what?
I know how to
actually
party.
I don't do that anymore because I actually just kind of – no, hear me out. I depend on you to provide me the information of the day.
And it's alarming how many people text me like – in the a.m. hours of the day and ask what national holiday it is. It's like, well, you could just listen at 11:20 every weekday. That's what I would do, me personally. But right. Today is National Jukebox Day. Every day before Thanksgiving is National Jukebox Day. Maybe that's for people who are celebrating Blackout Wednesday. I don't know, you know, the touch tunes at the local dive bars and
stuff.
Is that
what the kids are doing these days?
Yeah, that I keep seeing it on TikTok.
How old are you?
28.
Yeah, okay, that's too old. Yeah, you're fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what the kids are doing, Kevin. I'm 24.
Okay.
But today is National Cake Day. So I want to know, what is your favorite cake? 877-881-1053. Favorite variety. It could be the ice cream cake if you're feeling a little more exotic.
No.
I know a lot of people are huge on the red velvet and stuff. I want to know, what's
wrong.
The best?
Yeah, I definitely go with the red velvet cake.
It is their remake of the song I Will Survive. I thought that was a really quality song. So that is going to be my favorite cake song.
Thanks, Kevin. James?
Favorite cake or favorite cake song?
Yeah. You don't really feel like you were clear.
I think it's the cake. That you consume.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I consume music.
At first, I was afraid of your question.
True. Yeah,
I was petrified.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I kept thinking.
And then I had you by my side.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to make me lay out on my own.
I spent so many nights thinking about how I've done this segment wrong. And I grew strong. And
thank
I learned
you.
How to
thank
get
you.
Along.
Whoever that was. Yeah. Whoever that was. Let's see. 972, that's not humanly possible. I'll let you decide why that's not humanly possible. From the 469, apple pie cake.
Apple pie
I don't know about
cake,
that.
Eh?
Apple pie cake.
You guys remember Fudgy the Whale?
What?
That cake?
Yep.
Fudgy the Whale cake?
Yeah.
That's like a Carvel. No. That's like an annual Father's Day cake.
Yeah, I don't
do.
Know that
phenomenal.
One either.
Well, I'm not a father, so I don't get that
okay.
cake.
Okay.
Neither
well,
am I, James.
That feels like
of.
You really beat the odds on that one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. That's a compliment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Backhanded, maybe?
Yeah. No.
That hurts.
Okay.
Do you think I'm wrong?
Where are my kids? Are they out there?
I can't answer that.
Yeah, if they would have come to get money by now.
Jeez.
Maybe.
That's fair. Tres Leches cake from the 682. Amazing.
Good stuff.
Very
is
good
that the
stuff.
Three? That's the three milks.
That's right.
Trace.
Leches. Three. Milk.
Isn't that what you do to, like, you know, draw a line?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Something?
No, that's
spelt
trace
a little bit. Yeah.
Leches.
There's a little
if
bit.
You spill
yeah.
milk and you're like.
I'm showing my skin tone right now. From the 214 coffee cake. German chocolate cake is goated from the 512. Cookie cake from the 214. I can't tell you the last time I had a cookie cake, but I'm never
cake.
Disappointed when
like
I
like Great
do.
American Cookie, just
yes.
going right up into the mall. You got
to
order it right there.
Yeah.
Eat the whole thing.
Yeah. Pineapple upside down cake from the 214.
What
are
is
those
it?
Swingers?
No.
Swinger cake, what? Huh?
Swinger cake.
What is it that makes the pineapples better when they're upside down?
Swinging.
It's not...
Well,
isn't that it?
I think it's time to go and reveal.
And there are people
card.
Here that I'm going to ask if they're hiring or not. I'm going to move on.
The first card, field. Kevin, from the repack, Peace Pack, Anthony Edwards.
Oh, is that a pink,
pink
refractor rookie?
Rated rookie yeah. refractor.
Nice.
That is That's a solid nice. Piece that I know my friend Carson is probably going to try to steal while I sleep at night. So this is going in the vault.
How's he get in your house like that?
That's weird. I mean,
does he have a key?
Windows?
Do you guys have upside down pineapples?
No.
Oh, okay.
Derek, I don't have my own place. I work in radio, okay? Mm. But let's see. From the 817 Cheesecake. Mm. I know Broadus would be pissed if he heard that. So
yeah, he would.
Yeah,
he's probably
he
listening.
Was very against the cheesecake earlier this morning and has been for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Now Broadus. Derek is going to try to rob me because I got a J.J. McCarthy orange.
Oh, man, that is a nice one.
I mean,
one.
You could just add Woo. It to the collection. We've got
yeah,
one,
so,
two,
maybe
and,
we can maybe we can work something out here if you want this card. And I also got a pack of Bowman U Chrome inside of that as
Ooh,
well.
Ooh,
so
that's
a football
one? So we'll
go ahead and
one?
Open
nice.
That, too.
Nice.
And Derek has already taken the JJ, so I guess it's his.
Yeah.
You can buy it for it.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I've got three JJs.
And from the 214 King Cake for Mardi Gras.
Is that the one where you're going to have a baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Man, it felt like you guys were going to lay out on me, and somebody in the audience thankfully said yes.
Yeah.
And if you wonder why I say audience, like, they set out chairs here at RJ Duke. So there are people shopping, but there are also people like, nah, I'm just going to sit here.
We're here for the show.
Yeah, exactly. We should have an applause sign.
Yeah. Right there we go.
The team. I like this. Nice.
I like this. Hey, you pulled up at the right time.
Put that check back up there.
I think we just got on the 18th green right there.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that you guys showed up after Peyton Russell left, and you showed up for me.
Yeah.
That is very, very kind of you. Very appreciative. Sweet. Guys, we're going to talk about the Batman effect.
Yes.
What is the Batman effect? People behavior improves. No, it literally says people behavior.
Huh.
It does say
improves
it.
In the presence of Batman, according to science.
What?
I couldn't even say
hold
that
on. What science is following around people dressed up as Batman?
I don't know. I mean, it brings joy to the kids when I go see them at
the
hospital.
Right.
Because you have a full, like, Batman costume,
legit.
Right?
Two of them.
Two of them?
Not just one. Two.
Okay. Are they different eras?
Yeah, I was about to say.
One's the Batman versus Superman.
Ooh. Okay.
And then the other one's the Dark Knight.
Okay.
How do you pick and choose which one you want to wear? Just a feel thing?
That's a good question.
Just grab one. Grab and go.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's not too many people can go, I don't know, I just grabbed one.
I feel like the
Batman
Dark Yeah, but the Dark Knight is the more popular one, so I usually go with that.
Yeah.
So according to mental health research conducted by the Nature Partner Journals, there is a certain type of behavior that is defined as the act of helping others within a society increases within the presence of Batman, the iconic DC Comics superhero that first debuted in 1939. They are dubbing this the Batman effect. A litany of people got together to make this happen just recently on November 5th. And they say the act of helping others is essential to social life, yet spontaneous environmental triggers for such behavior remained underexplored. The study tested whether an unexpected event, such as the presence of a person dressed as Batman, could increase pro-social behavior by disrupting routine and enhancing attention to the present moment. What does all of that mean? I don't really know. The experiment took place on the Milan metro system and found that people were roughly 30% more likely to give up their seat to a stranger when someone dressed as Batman was on the train car.
That's one theory.
Safety.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and give you my other theory.
Justice.
See what they think is a lunatic dressed as Batman on the bus, and they're like, I need to get out of my seat and get to the exit.
Mm-mm.
Because
we know he's out solving crime.
Yeah,
on the bus. Why is Batman on the bus?
He's on the train, Kevin.
Want to be
stark difference.
Social. Okay, I can see how Bruce Wayne's on a train, but I don't know about Batman.
I mean, he's got to get places too.
Yeah, but if you see Derek on the train, just
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dressed up as Batman, I mean, are you running?
I don't know.
Only when he's in a donut costume, that's when I'm running.
Towards him, or it's me, though. Towards him or away from him?
That's for you to decide.
I'm scary in that donut costume.
I'm saving that.
Oh, this is Jacob, a good question. For the 901, Derek, what is the emotion you realized when you found out you didn't have to worry about money anymore?
What?
Did you ever have a moment in life and you're like, so I'm not going to have to worry about money anymore?
All I care about was being able to take care of my parents.
Well, what was that emotion then?
Awesome. I mean, that's it. I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
It's real in depth.
An emotion.
Okay. How you go? I know. What do you want me? I was crying. Sad.
All right. Well, like you know morning? What, Derek? It was either that or asking you if you've ever been triggered. All right. Those were the two options. So there you go. All right. Great question. Anything else?
But go run up the bidding on my donation item, please. The Texas Stadium autograph seat. The last time I refreshed the page, which is approximately right now, it was at $360. I would like you all to keep pushing that. It is signed by Bob Lilly, Drew Pearson, and Mel Renfro, donated out of my personal collection. I want you guys to make that a hot item.
And just this minute, we're adding another pair of lower-level Mavericks tickets. The ones right now for the Nuggets game are up to $905. Posted a pair for the Pistons game, so obviously no bids yet. That will be significantly cheaper. But much like Alex said on all these items, I hope you can bid them way, way up. I can tell you that we have surpassed $60,000 raised today for my possibilities in the Sandlot Children's Charity. And if you can bid on the Abilene Flying Bison package as well, it comes with merchandise, comes with a pair of tickets to the game, good tickets to the game, and a stay at the Doubletree, and you get to throw out the first pitch of the game. You get to throw out the first pitch of the game. That is bananas.
A lot of people have that dream that they could do it, and whether it's going to be a fail, whether it's going to be a success, you get the opportunity to do so in front of great fans out there in Abilene, Texas.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
Bye, James.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Fly by some fly. Thanks for having me, guys.
For sure. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Fly. Coming up next, it's almost Thanksgiving, so how about a second helping of gridiron gravy?
Yum.
Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And Alec, I have no doubt you'll take this up from the 214. $500 if Alec does a wing-eating contest with me. We're going to be here at RJ Duke's for the next 2 hours and 10 minutes if you want to make that happen.
How much for the nipple rings, though?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's not a thing.
But how
it's
much would you take?
So you're telling me if somebody walked up and said, I'll donate $3,000 right now, you wouldn't get your nipples pierced?
3,000's a little low. We got a goal to hit here.
I agree with that.
You spoke to Kevin person can.
Look, I will tell you this. This is a flaw in my personality, by the way, as we bring on Jake Grima.
Do you care about this? Come on.
Like I need more money.
It looks like I have two heads right now. So the trap that I fall into during all of these peace-a-thons is I appreciate everyone who loves the content and everything like that. But in my mind, I'm very like, we need to raise this amount of money for it to be a success. You want me to play Kiss Chicken with you? No. Yeah, I didn't think so. That's a good thing. I don't think I would have done it either way. All right. So I know we said we were going to do some gridiron gravy. I think we're going to hold off on that just for a minute. Because, look, we have Jake Rietma here. And if we don't talk Stars, his head is going to explode.
It might explode anyway. Yeah. But can I just say, though, of one of the many things of your show I love is how you, and I find myself doing this, practicing it so I can sound like
I'm gridiron gravy.
And I remember doing it one time out loud, and my fiance was like, "What are you doing?" And
out of
like,
context, you sound insane.
Yes. And I was practicing in front of the mirror, and she thought that was weird. Oh. And, you know, gridiron gravy.
Yeah.
Did he have clothes on in front of the mirror?
Yeah, you're supposed to picture.
Okay,
your audience.
That's right.
Yeah, that's different.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was
not
him.
You be.
So he's picturing himself.
Yeah, I find it, and this is not saying you're a comedian, but don't comedians practice in front of the mirror just to like know how you can deliver something properly? That's kind of what I was going for.
No, it just comes to me naturally, Jake.
I mean, look.
This guy's funny.
Because my weak vocal cords, the only thing I ever really practice is if I can actually talk in the morning. I'll go like this. Can't see, but that's just to see if I can bring it.
And if it comes out, he's like, Corey, you're running the show.
Well, you think, or I show up to work anyway and be like, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And in the first 1 minute, I'm like,
in the new studio, the new setup, I'm pretty sure the entire office thinks I'm clinically insane because I'll start to do like a TSN sports report and I just go, and just like try to get it going, you know, and it's like,
I'm going to start listening to those more.
Yeah, I usually cut that part out.
Yeah.
But the poor lady sitting next to me, like the first couple of days, I felt terrible. But I mean, have the new setup, what are you going to do? All the mics are right there.
You got to deal with it.
You have no choice.
See,
you
say you have no choice, and that's true.
Choppy has a choice.
Yeah, Choppy has a choice, and directly, he's right. We have cubicles at a part in the office where people record. Choppy goes and seeks out an open cubicle next to those people trying to do their job, and he's like, yeah. I'm recording here. What? I'm like, that's it.
And he's so loud.
Yeah.
He's so loud.
He is.
Look, Jake, you have a lot of energy. You definitely do.
I appreciate that.
There is nothing louder than whenever the morning show gets done with their show and decides to talk across each other.
Oh, my God.
And Bobby and Choppy are now talking at the highest decibel volume you can possibly find.
Or if Choppy's talking about QC Kinetics.
I feel like that
level's pretty. Yeah, that level's pretty amped up. All right.
Platinum Shores.
There you go. Do you guys want to?
Man, he's been practicing good. That one in front of me.
Okay. You know what?
Naked.
Keep it up. You're doing a good job. Do you guys want to talk about the Stars 99 jerseys or what the Vancouver Canucks head coach thinks about stupid analytic people?
Everybody just oohed when you said the 99 jerseys.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I think the other story is even better.
Fine.
Aww. Let's go to Adam Foote.
A real person.
It is.
No, he played for the Avalanche. He played for the Avalanche forever.
He used to have a twin brother. They were Adam Feet.
That's not true.
Oh, no. All right, Derek.
His cousin Alan Hand.
All right. But
he was really good in the video game, so that's the only way. It really drove me crazy.
See, Derek, you're going to love this. And he was talking about like they're rocking and rolling, and he goes, look, there's a ton of things I'm really happy about, but I'm more happy with wins. I'm not going to blow up a kid or something being overanalyzed by, no disrespect, people that don't really know. They're just looking at numbers from people that could be in Russia in a basement having cigarettes and cashews telling them their scoring chances. So we're not going to depend. We're going to depend on our guys and really recognize what we believe has to be fixed and what doesn't. Now, my question about all this is obviously an objectively amazing quote. Is cigarettes and cashews a thing that is paired together?
I will try it. I have not heard of that being a thing before, but I'm definitely down to try. Although that's not where I thought you were going with it. I thought you were going to say he was pro analytics and
you know
those nerds that play the game on a spreadsheet. The game's played on the ice, so I appreciate that out of him.
No, he thinks
I stopped
nerds
smoking
are the
cigarettes
worst.
Over 20 years ago.
Oh,
so,
hey, do you know we have a custom made
cigarette?
Cigar, like an ashtray.
It's in my truck right now.
Yes.
Yes. It's in a vehicle somewhere.
That doesn't sound safe.
It's in a storage garage somewhere in the world.
Yeah, it's locked away with the Indiana Jones
that go well while you're having a smoke, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Like what?
Like cigars and bourbon. Like that's common.
And not cashews.
I'm going to try.
Cashews are fantastic.
You know what? You should.
It's one of the best nuts.
Yeah. Look, my my in-laws, they mixed together peanuts and candy corn, and I thought they were the rantings of lunatics. Mm-hmm. Then I grabbed a handful, and I was like, "Oh, that's delicious."
Yeah,
I don't wish I kind of hadn't said it like that, but.
Candy corn, though, is that good with anything?
No, it's candle
mouth.
Wax.
Candy corn and peeps are delicious.
Unscented candle
and
wax.
I will hear nothing.
I will say, though, the guys that do the analytics at the AAC, they've got the iPads. I've sat next to them a couple of times, and they're pew, pew, pew. They're moving, and it's just it's way too complicated.
Is Waddle one of those guys? Have you ever met Waddle? Does he still work up
yeah.
there?
Yeah, he goes by Brian.
Brian? His last name is Waddle. Yeah, so Brian Waddle, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go around to random people asking,
are you
hey,
Waddle?
Are you Waddle?
He was our very first
Please
ever
do.
Producer.
Okay.
The very first one we ever had, and we love that guy.
All right. I will, if he gets the chicken tenders in between periods, I will definitely see him.
There we go.
Will you ask him about the one time when he played the Ted Redman trailer on our show, and he said there were too many swear words to bleep them all out, and he played it anyway?
That's a real life thing.
That means he thought it through and was like,
it's just too many. It's just too many.
I don't know how he thought that was going
to happen. The SEC will say, yeah, you're giving it a good college try, right? You gave it your best.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, in case you haven't seen it, I'm sure I know you have, but what do you think about the Stars 99 inspired jersey?
Sometimes a vision from the past is perfectly merged with the current team. That's exactly what you've got here. It's a salute to the historic run of the Cup team with the current modern Kelly Green with the black. I do, however, this might be unpopular. I wish there was like just a little splash of gold somewhere.
Yeah,
so that it was
maybe a little less black on there.
Yeah. Just so like I obviously the design pays tribute enough. Like we know what they're going with there, but just somewhere, even like in the stitching or something. But overall, for that reason, it's a 9.89 out of 10. Very close to a perfect 10.
I like the back collar. It says 3OTs 1999. And Brett Hull got to introduce them.
You got
yes.
to have Hull.
And did you see the photo of Brett Hull when
Ooh,
introducing
no,
him?
I don't think
he
I
has
did.
The toe in the crease ever so slightly, which the historians
suck
in
Buffalo.
That.
Yeah,
correct.
I love that.
That's our cup, baby.
I agreed. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will move into our number 12, and we will welcome in the fatties because Fred. Look, that's what they say on the show. It is not a reflection on what somebody looks like. Oh. We will welcome in Fred Davis and ask him why he's only on Zoom. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.